Liberal candidate Susan Crawford has won the open seat for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. It's Wednesday, April 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Thanks for being here on this day after Election Day. Coming up on the show today, we'll have the latest on who was voted to be the next state superintendent. And Wisconsin is suing the Trump administration for abruptly ending billions of dollars in public health funding. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
Liberals will maintain their majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, this after Susan Crawford defeated Brad Schimmel last night. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on the outcome of America's most expensive judicial race in history.
Crawford's victory was declared just over an hour after polls closed, and she took the stage at a downtown Madison hotel to cheers. The election was widely seen as a referendum on the first few months of President Donald Trump's second term and attracted national spending to match. That included more than $20 million from Elon Musk and groups with ties to him opposing Crawford. She alluded to that effort in her victory speech.
As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
Crawford's win means the court will maintain its liberal majority, possibly until at least 2028. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The mood at conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's election night watch party grew somber as he took the stage to announce his concession. Schimmel thanked his family for standing by him and saluted his supporters at the event in Pewaukee.
You did all the work. You put all your heart into it, and I can't thank you enough for everything you did to try to make this a success, but it just didn't work.
Schimmel told the Republican faithful in the room that they'd live to fight another day. Conservatives will be defending a court seat in 2026. State Superintendent Jill Underle was re-elected yesterday, beating educational consultant Brittany Kinzer. Corrine Hess has the details of that race.
Underle's second term leading Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction comes as the U.S. Department of Education is being dismantled. She says she's ready for the fight.
We face challenges ahead, including navigating the uncertainties brought by changes at the federal level. Our role in defending and advocating for public schools becomes even more critical.
The state superintendent race was nonpartisan in name only. Underle was backed by the state Democratic Party, while Kinzer was endorsed by Republicans. Both parties lined up behind their preferred candidates and pumped money into the campaigns. Kinzer says she's proud of the way she ran her campaign and she'll continue working for children. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin voters have agreed to add voter ID requirements to the state constitution. A referendum passed yesterday with more than 62% of votes in favor. That's according to an unofficial tally by the Associated Press. Republican lawmakers brought the measure to the ballot. They say voter ID increases confidence in elections. But Nina Liebwall of Madison believes such requirements are used to suppress voter turnout. She says she voted no.
I don't like anything that limits someone's right to vote and that can be used to kind of chip away at getting people to the polls.
Under a 2011 Wisconsin law, voters are already required to show photo identification. Republican sponsors say the recently approved constitutional changes will cement those requirements and protect voter ID from future lawsuits. Wisconsin is suing the Trump administration for abruptly ending about $11 billion in public health funding. As Danielle Kading reports, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is among nearly two dozen state attorneys general suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The group filed a lawsuit against the agency and its secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in federal court in Rhode Island. They argued the cuts are illegal and they want a judge to block termination of the grants. Wisconsin could lose out on more than $225 million. Attorney General Josh Call says the loss of funding threatens efforts to fight disease and support for mental health and substance abuse services in Wisconsin.
So losing this funding would be incredibly harmful for the health and well-being of Wisconsinites.
The lawsuit comes as the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has begun layoffs. As many as 10,000 people could be fired. The agency did not return a request for comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, more than 20 years ago, the cult movie American Movie was filmed around the Milwaukee area. WPR's Evan Casey will take a look at the film's lasting impact on Wisconsinites. Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hi, I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
Wisconsin Today is a great chance to bring people around the state together and realize we kind of all share the same neighborhood, even though we don't see each other.
And also, attending to the news of the day in our state through that lens and understanding the world around us, that's really what I love about Wisconsin Today.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a look at the lasting legacy of an iconic film shot in Wisconsin.
American Movie is a movie about making a movie. When the beloved documentary was released in 1999, it quickly became a cult classic.
Last night, man, I was so drunk, I was calling Morocco, man, calling, trying to get to the Hotel Hilton at Tangiers in Casablanca, man. That's pathetic, man. Is that what you want to do with your life? Suck down peppermint schnapps and try to call Morocco at 2 in the morning? That's senseless. But that's what happens, man. So anyway, we're out here today to try to redeem it, get these establishing shots for COVID, and, you know, do what you can. You know, we're in America today, and we're ready to roll.
American Movie was filmed in the Milwaukee area and has gone on to inspire many artists and filmmakers. WPR's Evan Casey takes a look back at the film's lasting legacy.
I was a failure. I was a failure, and I get very sad and depressed about it, and I can't be that no more.
American Movie is not only, as the title says, an American movie, it's also as Wisconsin as it gets. The indie documentary focuses on filmmaker Mark Borchardt of Menomonee Falls as he attempts to make the next great American horror movie, Coven.
Coven, man, we gotta get this sucker done, though, seriously.
American Movie feels like you're watching a home video capturing hilarious anecdotes and tender moments between Borchardt and his family and friends. Filmed in the 1990s in the Milwaukee area, it has a little bit of everything for everyone. You'll laugh, you may cry, and there's no shortage of memorable quotes.
Luckily, it's just $81. What are they going to take? You know, like my Night of the Living Dead book?
Directed by Chris Smith, some critics and movie buffs regard American Movie as one of the best documentaries of all time.
You know what? I'm sorry I tried to put your head in here.
The Oriental Theater in Milwaukee recently hosted a screening of the movie. 25 years after its release, it still drew a packed house. Perhaps it's because some people see a little bit of themselves in Borchardt. People like moviegoer T.W. Hansen.
There's this dogged determination towards bringing your own particular vision, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of the odds.
Hansen has seen American Movie a dozen times, or maybe it's two dozen. He lost track, but he'll never forget his first time.
It hit me at exactly that right time in my life to where, this is genius. It's as Wisconsin as it gets, too. For the other thing, is like, if you are from here, you see yourself, you see people you know.
Hansen says the documentary encouraged him to go to film school so he could make his own movies. These days, he spends most of his time buying and selling cars that have appeared in movies and TV shows. And that obsession has made Hansen the subject of a documentary directed by Max Hay of Milwaukee.
I mean, bottom line is, like, if American Movie didn't exist, I highly doubt I would have thought to start making this movie.
Hay took a lot of cues from American Movie and from Borchardt himself, who he considers a close friend. Borchardt has appeared in other movies over the last few decades. He's also seen as a mentor for many creatives in the Milwaukee area. That includes Milwaukeean Eric Halverson. He says the documentary and Borchardt's passion for success kept him going after he dropped out of college in 2011. Now, Halvorsen is a freelance photographer.
Yeah, man, that movie changed my life. If it wasn't for that documentary, that movie, and hearing about that back in 2011, I'd probably still be working in bars because I wouldn't have had that push to create on that level and push through the everyday stuff, push through the stuff that everyone else gets caught up in, like barbed wire.
Many people, including myself, often see Borchardt out and about in Milwaukee. He didn't want to be interviewed for this story, but he says he's still working on Coven 2. In an email, he wrote, "There has to be some work accomplished in the next few years." In his own words, straight from American Movie.
"This time it's most important not to fail, just to drink and dream, but rather to create and complete."
WPR's Evan Casey brought us that story on the lasting impact of American Movie. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And I'm Alex Crow. Let's get a quick check of weather before letting you go on this Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is still in effect for most of northern Wisconsin this morning. Should be expiring by about midday. Snow in that part of the state will turn to rain later on. The south will see rain pretty much all day. High temperatures in the 30s to 50s today, and wind gusts up near 30 miles per hour as well. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Busy news day. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here on Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis and Mallory Chang. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.